So we'll be looking at the processing of the believer, part 3. But we will start with this song, hymn number 32, By and By, When the Morning Comes. When all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcame. If your two hands are free, if your two hands are free, can you use it? Your hand. That is a victory song. That is the song of the believer. That is the song that keeps us going. Oh yes. Sing it happily. Happily. Everybody now. Oh, we are awful, tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and holy tempest of soft sea, a bright sunshine. Oh, in that land of perfect day. Oh, yes, when the mist have rolled away. Oh, wait. That is the hope. That is the confidence. We are awful destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we are trusting in the Lord and according to His law. Oh, we will understand it better. Money comes. we will. Bless you, be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Always remember that salvation is God's own plan himself.
That's right. Hallelujah.
It is his own plan.
Amen.
It is his own agenda. It is his own program. And he has it to his chest. The portion he revealed to you is all we know. And he's not obligated to explain anything to anybody. It's a privilege if he causes you to understand something.
That's right.
And we are privileged to know some things.
Amen.
We have known not all. We have not known all.
Amen.
But at least we know some things.
Amen.
And we give him all glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that you will understand why Apostle Paul says, what shall separate us? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Listen very well. Verse 35.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Now listen. When he said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Listen. Not the love that, catch the meaning of that statement. The love that you love Christ. Not the love that Christ loves you. What will stop you from loving him? What will stop you from serving him? What will stop you? Because every action you do is born out of the love for Christ. So what did he say?
Shall tribulation?
Tribulation.
Or distress.
Distress.
Or persecution.
Uh-huh.
Or famine.
Uh-huh.
Or nakedness.
Uh-huh.
Or peril.
Uh-huh.
Or sword.
Uh-huh.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Verse 36 again.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
For his sake. For his sake. Amen. For his sake. What does that mean, for his sake we are killed? Because of the way we are serving him. Because of the love we have for him. People are killing us because everything you suffer as a Christian is because of your faith. It's because you refuse to go their way for Christ's sake. For the love of Christ. Read on.
For we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Do you know why? Because we don't even fight back. Just go like that. They're just killing us. They're just destroying us. They're just maligning us. They're just abusing us. They're just setting traps for us. They're just keeping our lives miserable. And we cannot do anything. Go on. Make a note of God. Go ahead.
Nay. In all these things.
What are the things? Mention again. Tribulation.
Tribulation, uh-huh. Distress, persecution,
uh-huh.
Famine,
uh-huh.
Nakedness,
uh-huh.
Peril, uh-huh. Sword.
Uh-huh. In all this, yes.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors.
We are conquerors
through him that loved us.
Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. Tribulation. How can you conquer tribulation? How can you conquer perils? How can you conquer principalities? And he added in verse 38.
For I am persuaded that neither death,
uh-huh.
nor life,
uh-huh.
nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is what we want to exhort somebody here today, to encourage you to understand how this God deals with us. Because there are some situations we go through that sometimes you even ask yourself, come, is this God real? Is this God real? And your flesh, this one is not even Satan now. It's not devil. It's your own flesh, your own mind. Sometimes it's your mind talking. You'll be saying that Satan, they talk. No, no, it's not always Satan talk. Sometimes we lie against Satan. Your own mind, will you begin to think again? Come, I hope I have made the right decision on the way I am going. And it is even made worse when you see people who say they are also Christians and chosen a particular way, and they seem to be prospering in the things of this world. But you that decided to choose the way you have chosen, you are noticing what is happening. What is happening? I love what William Branham said. He said, if Satan is not after you, he has gotten you.
That's right.
And Satan will go after the heels of Jesus.
Right.
Until the appointed time when that same seed of the woman will finish him. So we have no rest until we die. If Satan has stopped chasing you, if Satan has stopped chasing you, he has gotten you. When this church was demolished, I was always talking with my wife. I don't know which other way he will come now. Because after the temptation of Jesus, what did he say? He said, what did he say? For a while. Satan left him for a while. Did he come back? He came back and finished him on the cross of Calvary.
Right.
So if you are free now, amen, prepare. Arm yourself very well. Because he is there planning what is the best way he will get you. Every one of us. My sister is looking at me now. Oh no, she's not the one. There's one sister that was crying. Her business was attacked. Oh, she's not here. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. I repeat. Amen. So that it will not look strange to you. This journey of faith from earth to glory is not a free ride. The songwriter said, it's not an easy road. It's not an easy road, though. It's not an easy road. Condition your mind for that first, so that when he comes, you can say, you can welcome him. Satan, you are welcome. When are we starting the battle? And then remind him that even this will pass away. Every wind he blow on you will pass away. Every attack is for a moment, because we are overcomers.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But one thing that Satan does not know, hallelujah, that when Satan thinks he is finishing a child of God, anytime you are suffering any situation, you have looked inward, you know you are not paying for anything, hallelujah, just know that it is God processing you for something. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, verse 9, he says, listen very well. Isaiah 55. Let's read some scriptures.
Isaiah 55 verse 8.
Take note of this statement.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Uh-huh.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Sometimes even in spiritual battle, last vigil, I was so tired of praying for a brother. Anytime they attack him, when I pray with him, the thing will leave him. After some time, it will come back. And I said, they have observed that they cannot kill you. So what they have decided is we will be tormenting you. You will not know peace. I say, brother, we will change our prayer, make the person die. Yeah. I said, now let the person die. But the truth about it is this: is God not watching what is happening? Is God not watching what is happening? So when you are saying, let him die, God is telling you, your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit.
That is the explanation.
Nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all.
Do you know how the womb is formed? I mean, the bones of that baby in the womb. Do you know how it is formed? You don't know. Do you know how it came about? You don't know. It's that there's something is going on until, amen, until, praise the Lord, until the ninth month. You begin to think there's life there, small, when the baby begin to do fellowship with you. But you don't even know when those legs is kicking, how it was formed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what he was explaining also in Mark chapter 4. And from verse 26, that particular verse, there is a statement that is mentioned there in Mark chapter 4.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God.
That is the kingdom of God. That is the principle of how God deals with us in his church.
As if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day and the seed should spring and grow up.
He knoweth not how. That last statement there.
He says,
you just go after you plant the seed, you just relax. You go and you are waiting. What is happening with that seed? You don't know what is happening to it. It's a mystery. Right. It's a mystery, but at the end, you will see the fruit formed. And that is why concerning the life of a Christian, this is what the Lord had to tell Nicodemus in John chapter 3 and verse 8 concerning John the Baptist.
The wind bloweth where it listeth.
Again.
The wind bloweth where it listeth.
He blows anyhow he wants to blow.
And thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Oh, read it again.
The wind bloweth where it listeth.
Are you born of the Spirit? Are you born again? Let this teach us something. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying concerning every one of us. Every one of us. What did he say?
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. People, you can't, even you yourself, you can't understand your own ways. You don't understand what is happening around you. And people looking at you, you continue to remain a wonder. But the whole purpose, hallelujah, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18, amen.
Now,
that is what you want to achieve.
Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face,
listen very well,
beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
What does the Spirit of God do? He changes us from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Amen. From glory to glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that process of changing us from glory to glory is what is referred to as the trial of our faith. You come to Christ, that faith will undergo a process known as the trial of faith. And when you are going through it, Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5, the first 5 verses there from verse 1, hear his admonishment.
Therefore, being justified by faith,
yes,
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so,
And rejoice in what?
In hope of the glory.
In hope. We have a hope. What is the hope?
Of the glory of God.
That song that I say, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. There is a glory that awaits us. Hallelujah. And but we will not just get there. We will go through a process. We will go through a process. Hallelujah. The end of it all is what you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Before we continue here in Romans chapter 5.
But as it is written, I have not seen.
I has not seen.
Nor yet heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man.
Glory be
the
to
things
God.
Which God had prepared for them that love him.
Glory be to God. Go back to Romans chapter 8. That is what will be the end of everybody after we go through these processes. Yes.
Romans 5 verse 3.
Verse 3, go on.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
That is, we will even be happy. In tribulation, be happy. Be joyful. Rejoice. Even in tribulation. Knowing what?
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Is going to produce something for our own good.
And patience, experience.
Uh-huh.
And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts.
Oh, glory be to
Holy
God.
Ghost, which is given
this
unto
verse
us.
Is very, very deep. Verse 5 again.
And hope maketh not ashamed.
You will not ashamed of what you are going through.
Because the love of God is shed
glory.
Abroad in our
that
hearts.
That is the foundation. That is the foundation.
By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
That's one evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost. You are not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Therein, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a revelation in there. There is something there. There is something there. We are not ashamed. We are not ashamed. We are not ashamed. Amen. Amen. You are laughing at me now. I know where I am going. I know why I am doing what I am doing now. Glory be to God. In James chapter 2, James chapter 1, verse 2. 3
my
and
brethren,
4. What
my,
did he say?
My brethren, count it all joy.
Uh-huh. Count it what?
All joy.
All joy. See, there is no place for grumbling in the kingdom. No place to fight God. No place is provided for us to grumble in any way with him. Go ahead.
Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Different temptations. That is why it is called a trial of your faith. Go ahead.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work.
Okay, now.
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
And 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Let's
elect.
Read it up to verse 9.
Elect according to the foreknowledge
are
of
they
God.
Are they here? Are they here? If you are monk, can you wave your hand? Let me see. You are that elect. This letter is written to you. Let me see your hand up. Then listen carefully. Listen carefully, for we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Listen to what the apostle is telling you and build your faith on this foundation. Go ahead.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
Uh-huh.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope.
Lively hope. We have a hope. Uh-huh.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from
the
dead.
Oh, yes.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you,
uh-huh,
who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season.
Now, you are greatly rejoicing for the hope that the resurrection of Jesus has given us, though now
for
what? Is it forever?
For a season.
Is it forever?
For a season.
I don't know what is season you are in. Now, everyone has their season.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness.
If need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Go on.
That the trial of your faith, be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
That is the emphasis. Go on.
Whom have you not seen, ye love.
You have not seen him physically, but you love him.
In whom though now ye see him not.
You have not seen him,
yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith.
What is the end of it? What is the reward?
Even the salvation of our souls.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And to achieve this trial or processing of your faith, God, hallelujah, it lets us go through these processes to achieve that glory to glory, the glory that he wants us to attain, hallelujah. He uses three processes. I hope I'm getting it right. To achieve three things. To achieve three things. He has three processes. The process for our conversion. For a sinner to be converted to a saint. If a man be in Christ, a new creature, there is a process you will go through. That was the first part of this message.
That's right.
The second process is after you are converted, the process to build your faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. To build your faith, and that was the second part of this message. If you have not listened to it, go to the message archives and listen to it. It's in the YouTube, it's our website. Now today we're looking at the third process, and this process is for reward. When Apostle Paul talked about the great prize, hallelujah. Listen very well. Let's speak little grammar. There is prize, P-R-I-C-E. Then there is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. Now listen to my grammar. Before you can have a prize, P-R-I-Z-E, you must pay a price, P-R-I-C-E. Do I repeat it?
Amen.
Before you can be awarded a prize, P-R-I-Z-E, prize is called reward. There is a price, P-R-I-C-E, you must pay. No reward without a price. Praise the Lord. Take note of that. It's very, very important. And how he allows us to fulfill this principle is the process that he lets us go through. And it is a mystery. It's a mystery. So that you'll understand this statement in Psalm 139 verse 14. Psalm 139 verse 14, we quote it. People of faith quoted that first statement. What did he say?
I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Some of these faith preachers have made it look as if fearfully, that is, they're afraid of me. Wonderfully, then beauty. Because of the testimony of the abundance of things I have. So I am fearfully made. Therefore, be afraid of me. For my God is a consuming fire. It's deeper than that, though. Amen. Wonderfully and fearfully made. The process for your conversion, the process for you to have faith, the process for me to have a crown at the end of my journey on earth here, the process for me to be changed to the image of God is wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah. Because this process is a mystery. By the time you realize where God has taken you to and through where he has taken you through, then you'll understand that whatever you are at the end of it all, it was designed by God himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if you look at the process of conversion in Ezekiel 36, you see he brings you out, washes you with clean water, changes your heart of stone to a heart of flesh, gives you a new spirit before he puts his spirit in you and causes you, hallelujah, to live a life pleasing before him. When he's doing that, nobody understands that process. It is the finished product that people see. I am wonderfully made. I once was lost, but now I am found. So he called it amazing grace. Why is it amazing? Because how the process to convert me, to change me from what I am, what I was before, to what I am now. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Sunday was hearing a bit of my past testimony during the weekend. And when I told you the type of life I lived before, you say, ah? I say, yes. I say, I am wonderfully made. I am fearfully made. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, the process by which God himself took Jesus to a position where he reached. Remember that at a point he cried. Remember what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane. The thought of what he will go through. I believe God gave him a vision. He saw how they will mess him up. Sometimes we see that vision gives you every reason to see whether will you continue in this race or not. So Christ himself, he says that you should count the cost before you start building. Amen. Are you ready to pick the cross? Jesus Christ told the mother of these two sons of Zebedee, you think that they can take the same cup that I can take? Can you drink from the cup I will drink? Because he has seen what is ahead of him. And all after all this, the end. Amen. It was to achieve what was determined for him. Now, he's placed and given a name that is above every name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. It's not an easy way to get to that prize. He paid a price and received that prize. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that you'll understand also from the story of Joseph. Hallelujah. He saw a dream of what God has determined for him. But you know the story. See what he went through. Just to fulfill that dream. Hallelujah. Anytime I meditate on the story of Joseph, God's way become even more interesting. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Why will he not just wait and until appointed time cause Pharaoh to look for him and to come and become a prime minister? Oh, glory be to God. But he explained it in Genesis 45 from verse 1. Maybe up to verse 5 will give us the picture.
Genesis 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all men that stood
now,
by him.
Now, at this stage, he has gone through all the humiliation, including false accusation by Potiphar's wife, put in prison. It will look as if the dream is over. But from prison, see where he is now. And it was when he got there that he now understood why God allowed him to go through that processing. It was taking him to his destiny. What did he say?
And he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him.
He's not going to reveal himself to people that thought they have killed him how many years ago.
And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren.
Yes.
And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near unto me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother.
Hey, prime minister. Somebody that you killed. Somebody that you thought is dead and forgotten. You even brought his coat to show the father that the man don't die. Don't die. Somebody here, your enemy think they are finishing you. They will see you at the end of the trial. I said they will see you at the end of the trial. Fire on, brother. Read on. Let's see that statement
again.
And
he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt."
Okay.
"Now therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me either."
Don't be angry. Don't feel guilty. What is the reason you did it?
"For God did send me before you to preserve."
To preserve life. To preserve life. Jesus Christ went through all he went through to preserve life. To preserve his covenant people. Somebody had to go through all the suffering in the hand of his brethren. People that love him. But all that God showed him was the end. He did not show him what he will go through for his dream to come to pass. Hey, so where will your focus be?
Yes.
Joseph, where will your focus be?
Yes.
As far as Joseph was concerned, he knows what he said he will do. That is what he will do. That is why he's not a man. He's not a man. He's not a man. It's a revelation. There are some of you that get your revelation and your actions show you don't even believe what God has shown you, because it didn't come to pass your way. It will not be your way. It will be his own way. Oh, glory be to God. And God is looking for people that will hold on to that faith. And he will not explain to you why. The reason is he has his appointed time. For all things work together for good. Listen to that statement. How do you study the Bible? For some things work together for good. Whether it's good or bad.
All things.
Including your brother, your sister that is fighting you. Including those false accusations they lay on you. Including those who try to poison you to kill you. Prophet Sunday. All things work together for good. To who?
To them that love God.
That is the first group. Oh. That's the first group. To them that love God. How many people love God here? How many people love God? Wave your hand. Wave your hand. I didn't say everybody. Of course, you love him. That's why you are here. That's why you are here. You love him. That's why you are here. Eh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you want, who was I sharing this with during the week? That I got this 500 naira note. Plenty I put for my pocket. These days, if you want anybody to pray for you, dash them 100 naira. I say I want people to pray for me today. So I came out, I said, "Hey, come, take this, I give him 500. He said, "Ah, daddy, God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. I said another one again. I said, take 500 naira. Come and see prayer, galore, prayer. I say, if you want anybody to pray for you now, give them money. Don't give prayer points. Just at this time. Don't be big money, oh. 500 naira. Hey, daddy, hey. He will enter spirit and begin to bless you. Praise the Lord. All things work together for good to them who love God and to them
who are the called according,
according to your own purpose.
To his purpose.
To whose purpose?
God's purpose.
To whose purpose?
God's purpose.
So it was God's purpose that Joseph's brothers rejected him to work out God's purpose. It was God's purpose that made them to lay false accusation against him until they threw him into prison. It was God's purpose. And at the end, because that is what he is called, that is the purpose of his calling. And his calling was revealed to him when he was just a small boy. I know many of you have such call, such dreams. Hallelujah. Let your focus be in the dream, not the situations around. Amen. And let it be to the praise of God. The end of it, let it be to the praise of God. Don't compromise anything. Anything negative working against you, hallelujah, is working at God's purpose. Your sleepless night is working at God's purpose. And don't be afraid. If that vision, that dream was given by God, if that prophecy was given by God, even if you are in an untimely death, I mean, what do you call it? Critical sickness. What do you call that? The sickness that, chronic sickness that doctor said there is no hope. Don't look at the report of the doctor. Look at what God is saying. Has it come to pass? It has not come to pass. I cannot die. Oh, glory be to God. That is the faith of the believer. What did the Bible say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You can't have faith if you don't have a hope you are looking at. And the hope, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord, it's not seen by anybody. Only you see it. Only you see it. Don't bother to explain to anybody because they will never understand it. And every one of us, stop comparing yourself with anybody. Every one of us are called. We are called for a specific purpose. Your purpose is not my purpose. Therefore, stop comparing yourself with me. You are riding cars now. Hallelujah. Those cars that God gave you is to enable you to fulfill the purpose that God called you. I am still riding Okada. It is to fulfill the purpose that God has called me. Therefore, hallelujah. The purpose of God is not seen in the things that you see around you like that. Everything around you is to fulfill that purpose. You are not yet married. It is not because there is any curse against you. There is a reason why God has still left you like that. It is to fulfill a purpose. And who told you marriage is an achievement on earth? Who told you having children is an achievement on earth? Hallelujah. Let your eye be single. Single there, be focused. When a journey from earth to glory, don't let anything physical here distract you to make it look as if you are serving God in vain. I am not serving God in vain. Wait and see. When Jesus will come, you'll understand. We will understand it better by and by. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know if somebody is hearing me. Because when others are complaining. No, we don't complain like they complain. The Apostle Paul said we don't sorrow like others who sorrow. Because there's a revelation behind our lives. The day you catch it, you will not compare yourself with anybody. With anybody. Praise the Lord. When I wake up every morning, I have never failed to say this. Lord, you made me to be alive today. It is to fulfill a purpose. Lord, here am I. Fulfill the purpose of making me to be alive today. When you are finished with me, you will call me home. Because some people slept and they didn't wake up. It's not because I am better than them. They have finished their purpose. I will soon finish my own. If I'm alive now, it's for a purpose. Oh, glory be to God. So that you'll understand where we read earlier, Psalm 139 from verse 14 and verse 15. Hallelujah. For
I will praise thee.
Uh-huh.
For I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am
fearfully and wonderfully made.
Uh-huh.
Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Hallelujah.
My substance was not hid from
thee. Now listen to verse 15 very well.
My substance was not hid from thee,
uh-huh,
when I was made in secret.
Where? He was made where?
In secret.
He was made where?
In
glory be to God. He is fearfully and wonderfully and fearfully made. Made where? In secret.
Hey, I see.
Because nobody will understand it. Hallelujah. Nobody will understand why God allowed Daniel that was serving God faithfully, allow him to be put in the den of lions. But when he reached there, amen, you saw what happened. The three Hebrew children, nobody will understand why he allowed them to be put into the furnace of fire. After they paid the price, they received the prize. They were rewarded. They became governors. They became governors in the land of the Medes. And even under Cyrus of Persia, Daniel, his fame, after he stood that he will not bow to any image, he will serve only the true God of Israel. They will not bow to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel said, I will pray to only my God. How can you say I should not pray to God? Only. Say what will happen. If you stand by God, he will watch to see whether you will stand for him. And after you stand for him, then he said, no, I must give you a prize. I must give you a prize. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who do you see in Revelation chapter 7 from verse 9?
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and
of
kindreds.
Of all nations, it means including Nigeria.
And kindreds and people
in
and tongues.
Kindreds there, including your tribe, your village.
Stood before the throne and before the Lamb.
And tongues there, including language. It's not only Igbo. It's not only Igbo language. It's not only Igbo language. Oh, they were speaking my language there too. They were speaking my language. People are there. I am evident because I'm there too. Go ahead.
Clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
They were clothed with what?
White robes and palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And the angels stood round about the throne.
Go to verse 13.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
Who are they?
They came out of great tribulation.
It's not the 3.5 years tribulation that will take place after the rapture. Great tribulations in all the ages from Pentecost until even now. There are people that are still dying because they stand for Christ. They go through different difficulties, through hunger, through persecution, through different means, all because they stand for truth, to serve the only true God. And the God of Israel is the only true God. All other gods are the works of demons. Amen. He's the only true God. None like him. None like him. and for saying that you are risking your life somewhere. For saying so, you are risking your life in some places on this earth. We are enjoying fellowship here. You should be thanking God that you are serving God in Nigeria. There are some people that have no brother nearby. There are some people that have no pastor even. There are some people that can't even hold Bible. If they see you with Bible, they kill you. They are in that group from all nations, all tongues, all kindreds. What did he say?
These are they which came out of great tribulation.
Great tribulation.
And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
With the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb there is talking about the benefit of the cross. Praise the Lord. So that you will understand in Acts chapter 14, verse 21 and verse 22. Hear the admonishment there after they were troubling these apostles.
And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation
that through what?
Much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God.
He was going round and comforting the believers of that time. He was stressing that it will be, you will go through much tribulation. You will enter the kingdom, but you will go through much sufferings, much problems, much tribulations. But at the end, there is a white robe that is awaiting us. They are the same people you see in Revelation chapter 19, which we used to wrongly ascribe to us here. This verse is not yet for us. From verse 7, 8, and 9.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
Now listen, yes?
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
Now,
clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
Just for the sake of understanding, you are hearing me for the first time. If you go back to chapter 7, go back to chapter 7 where we read, verse 9.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Now, take note here. They are just clothed with white robes. But go to chapter 19 from verse 7.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed.
See the identity.
In fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings.
Now, the marriage supper of the Lamb. What was he referring to? Matthew 26 and verse 27. What did he say?
And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of sins.
29.
But I say unto you,
listen now,
I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine. Until that day. When I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Now, in the multitude that you see in chapter 7, they are those who have died in Christ. They are waiting. Who are they waiting for? They are waiting when the salvation process has finished with the Jews, when we shall be coming to rule the earth with him. Take note, they were just white robed. The color and the texture, the quality is stressed in chapter 19. Fine linen. But chapter 7 is just white robe. But in chapter 19, hallelujah, is fine linen. White robe there, they are awaiting their prize, their reward. The reward that will be given to them, hallelujah, is that we are coming to rule the earth with him. Therefore, it is the color, texture, quality of the material. It is the quality that connotes royalty. The bride of Jesus Christ is now rewarded with royalty. She is now a queen. That is when they come and celebrate it with Christ. That is why Christ was speaking in Matthew 26. And the end of it is verse 4 of Revelation chapter 20. That is where you see Revelation chapter
and I saw thrones.
Verse 4, yes, chapter 20.
And they sat upon them.
They saw throne, you see, throne. And see the categories of people that sat on those thrones. And those thrones are the millennial throne, the position we shall occupy when we come here.
And judgment was given unto them.
Yes.
And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And for the word of God.
Can you see them? What is the other group?
They were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
There are people that have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
And for the word of God.
They were beheaded for the word of God.
And which had not worshipped the beast.
After the rapture had taken place, during the Antichrist, those who will refuse, and they must be Jews because the Gentile will follow. Yes, salvation for Gentile is over. So it must be Jews who refuse to take the mark of the beast.
Neither received his image. Neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands.
And what happens to them?
And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
To fulfill Revelation chapter 3 verse 21. Revelation.
To him that overcometh.
Overcome the trials, the temptations, the problem we go through in this age. What is the promise?
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne?
And that is the millennial throne.
Even as I also overcame and I'm set down with my father in his throne.
So we have a consolation. Right. In Psalm 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh
in the morning.
In the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. And so the admonishment is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through verse 9 again. That is the caution. Go ahead.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation
read that verse 7 again.
Of your souls, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes.
So he's using gold to describe the process God will take us through that will move us from glory to glory. When gold is always found buried under the earth, correct? So, and it has been there for years. And that is the condition of every unbeliever, every elect of God, I mean to say, every seed of God, we're in the world. And it's buried under the earth. So when you go to mine it, the Holy Ghost goes to mine you out of the world. When we are mined out of the world, we are full of sand and attachments and worldliness and everything. What will he do? He will take you to his quarry. Quarry. He will now take us through a process that will remove every attachment to this world. And he uses gold. Hallelujah. The evidence that it is gold is not everything you see that attached to the gold that is gold. Some of them, they have taken the color of gold, but gold is gold. Amen. They are so attached to your church that you think they are your church members. They are brother and sister. Wait. Because in this atmosphere, the gift will flow nyafu nyafu. The rain falleth on the just and the unjust. So you think it's also an elect of God. Wait. When God will take us through, what did he say in 1 Corinthians chapter 11? There must be heresies among you.
1 Corinthians 11:19.
What did he say?
But there must be also heresies among
you. There must
you.
Be trouble among us. Why does God allow it?
That they which are approved.
Okay. The real elect will be made manifest. See how God does it. The processing of God. So that gold will have to go through what? Fire. The truth about it is this. Every elect of God, when you come out of the world, he gives you the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is the overcoming power that will resist every fire you will go through. Hallelujah. It is a fire that will enable you to go through the heat of the temptations and the trials. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you will be like Lot's wife. You will look back. You will run away. You will stop serving God. And you will justify yourself. Oh. Have you heard somebody say, I know how God called me. I know how I serve my God. I know. Be careful. Everybody knows. Everybody knows how God will come. Make sure that it is not what you are going through that is making you run away from your church. Make sure. Hallelujah. And things will not go your way. Therefore, pray this prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed. And I pray this prayer every day. And I'm saying it not to be humble. I am saying it as a fact. Jesus said, nevertheless, he said, if possible, let this cup pass away. Amen. But not to my will. May your will be done. Every day, and I'm saying this thing and I mean it, because I pray this prayer because I know what it means to my faith. Lord, let my will be buried in your will. Let my will be buried in your will. That's why I had reason to tell Olumide this morning, just before I came to the altar, I think Prophet Sunday, I said, the last thing I will do is to use my influence and convince anybody to stay in this church and worship or serve here. Right. If God has finished with you, he will take you away. And it's not compulsory that you serve God in this church. You can serve God anywhere. Bread Assembly Church is not the gateway to heaven. And if it is time for you to leave this church and you don't leave, you will never enjoy this church. You will never enjoy serving God here. So, if you know that you have no peace against serving God here, go to where you will find peace. I'm not building a kingdom for myself. God is not going to reward me for the number of people that were in my church. He's going to reward me for the number of people I led to him. Serving God is a different thing. Giving your life to Christ is another. But I have a duty to teach you how to serve God and serve him acceptably. And one of the areas is what I'm telling you now. The devices of Satan. The devices of Satan. Listen very well. The love of money is the root of all evil. There are two things that makes the children of God to get out from where God has placed them. One is love of money. Two is pride. Pride. Talk to me like that. Talk to me like that. I know what I would have been if I was not a member of this church. I know what I have sacrificed to be here. You talk like that is evidence you have not known God one bit. Get out, oh! But I have an obligation to teach you. After teaching you, I leave you to take your decision. I will not be guilty of not telling you the truth. And I have told you people something, that listen very well and listen carefully. There is a place that God has destined to meet with you. And if you, if using this church as an example, if you have decided that this is where you should serve him, and you decide out of love of money or out of pride or ignorance, you are seduced and deceived, because that is one of the reasons, the third reason. See, you decide to leave this place. God will stand here, oh, when you go your, on your own. Then the day you come back, you say, can we continue now? And when Satan wants to get you, one of the things he uses, hallelujah, one of the things he uses is to make where he, God, has kept you to be uncomfortable for you for no reason. So that you will leave. And when you leave, then he strikes you with all the frustrations you can think. Spiritual frustration, financial frustration, physical frustration, every frustration. Nothing works for you if you leave where God has kept you. I'm talking about genuine children of God. And if God has finished with you here, and you decide to remain here, he will leave you here and wait for you where he is waiting for you. I love Brad. I can never leave Brad. Now here I go die. You will die here for nothing. Praise the Lord. How do I know that this is where God wants me to be? Watch your spiritual progress. If you are not progressing in your relationship with God, you are either not benefiting here, something that is distracting you, or this is not the place meant for you. And so when it was time for me to leave my former church, I went to the pastor and said, sir, I have to leave. One of the churches I left. I was there for 5 years. Brother Moses, how now? Why? I said, I found out that I am no more growing spiritually. I've become stagnated. And I know you have tried your best. I want to thank you for your contribution to my spiritual life. I want to try another pastor. Please. I said, no, sir. I can't keep me here. I've made up my mind. And no regret over it. I was not leaving to go and start a church. Most of the people in that church were my converts. I made sure I kept them there. They didn't follow me. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you don't catch this fact, you will be serving God and you will not enjoy serving God. Don't let Satan strike you with love of money. There's nothing you will acquire here that you will take to heaven. When the rapture comes, even this body we put on, we are not taking it to heaven. We will leave everything on earth here. Because our bodies will be changed. Nothing good on earth here to take to heaven. So what are we killing ourselves for? Many chase after money and make a shipwreck of their faith. Pride is another demon, and God hates it perfectly. Perfectly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always remember that your beauty will come out. The glory of God is made manifest when you go through a fire that will remove all worldliness from you. Listen, I'm talking to God's elect, so that when you begin to see things happening, you will understand. If you have still have any worldly attachment, things that you cannot do without, that you know is contrary to the faith, God knows the fire he will pass you through so that thing will drop. And he does it in a mysterious way. Even you yourself, you will not know. By the time you will wake up, you will decide, you will just discover, I'm not chasing woman again. No. How did it happen? Look back, you will see how it happened. You didn't even know that is what he was going to, the end of it all. That he will remove that. If you are too proud, he knows how to humble you. He knows how to humble you. Ah, don't let God use his cane to humble you. Don't let God use his cane. He said, whom he loves, he chastens. Don't let him perfect you with the problems. Then you will cry every day, cry every day, cry every day. And at the end of it all, then you now say, I surrender. Why you not surrender from the beginning? Hallelujah. Rose flower has a very wonderful aroma. But when it is standing alone, it's like any ordinary flower. You want to enjoy or know the aroma that is there. What will you do to it? You squeeze it. Then you see the scent coming out. Hallelujah. The spirit that is in you will be made manifest through a trial. How will you know this is bitter leaf water? Bitter leaf, you put water and squeeze it and wash it. Then you will know that they green like ugu, but it is bitter leaf. You wouldn't have known it is bitter leaf if you didn't squeeze it. Your character is made manifest during the squeeze. When you are offended, when your pride is touched, when you are insulted by people that should not insult you, when people that should not make you cry make you cry, your response shows the spirit that is in you. Therefore, all must go through it to show who we all are. But at the end of every trial, let the end be to the glory of God, says Apostle Peter. So that you will now understand the Almighty Scripture that the Lord, I said, was revealing to me. Psalm 91, the first two verses there. He said, He that dwelleth
in the secret place of the Most High.
Again.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
He that dwelleth, two keywords there, dwelleth and abide. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that is, he that will submit himself to go through the process that God will allow you to go through, shall abide in
under the shadow
of the Almighty. Listen, it is only when you allow God to have the process, take you through the process that we call the secret place now. The secret place is that place where God molds you to that image. And when he molds you to that image, then you can understand what shall separate me from the love of God. In all this, we are more than conquerors. You are the only one that will abide. You will stay under God's protection. Because when God takes you through, you allow him to take you through the process of building you to glory, God is obligated to watch over you. That is where you can claim God's protection. That is where he will fight for you. That is where you will let everybody know that he's with you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Verse 2.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
He is my what?
Refuge.
Place of protection. My fortress. Describing again the strength of where you, from there you can fight all battles. Nothing will get you. It's my God. In him will I trust. And always remember that Acts 5:32 tells us that the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. Obey what? Yield yourself totally and let God have his way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why will the Holy Ghost be given to you? Because he says in Ephesians 4:30, he said, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby we are sealed until when? The day of redemption. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are to obey. It is only those who obey that dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. The disciples had to go and wait in Jerusalem. If you did not obey to go and wait in Jerusalem, you will not have received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. You must, hallelujah, be like Noah. If Noah did not build that ark and they entered in, the flood will have finished him. If Abraham did not move out of his kindred when God said he should move to a land he didn't know, the Holy Ghost, the promise of eternity is given to them that obey. That is why in the seven church ages, there's a reward for the overcomers of every age. Overcomers, overcomers. Trust my process. Trust my process. Trust God's process. For them that are led by the Holy Ghost, the Bible says they are the children of God. And we have example in the Old Testament, and I will close shortly. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, see the process that the children of God went through. It's not starting with us. From verse 7, read up to verse 12.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Uh-huh. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, uh-huh, when he separated the sons of Adam, uh-huh, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Uh-huh. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance.
They are the only ones that he was, his people, that he called his people on earth here. They were the Jews. Go on. Go on.
He found him in a desert land, uh-huh, in the waste, howling wilderness. Uh-huh. He led him about. He instructed him.
Listen, he found him where?
In a desert land.
That is where Abraham was now. What did he do?
He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
He kept him as the apple. As the apple of his eyes. Go on.
As an eagle stirreth up a nest, uh-huh, fluttereth over a young, uh-huh, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, uh-huh, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strength.
How did he lead Israel in the wilderness? Verse 11 again.
As an eagle stirreth up a nest.
As the eagle. Listen, this is, and that is how he's leading every one of us. As the eagle stirred up her nest,
fluttered over her young,
spreaded abroad her wings, taken them, beareth them, I am reading, hallelujah, on her wings. Verse 12.
So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
How did he do it? Go back to the other message I preached. I explained it there. That is the process of faith. The process to achieve faith. You are sitting there comfortably in a nutshell. Let me just summarize it. Remember that the eagle, the Bible says, where does he put her nest? On top of a rock. So that crawling animals cannot get there. And the Bible says we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above principalities and powers. Where you are in Christ is a fortress. Amen. Amen. That is why he likened it to the eagle. And the eagle makes the nest there. He makes it very comfortable with feathers. And there he laid the egg and then hatched the young ones. So they came into this world with comfort. Amen. And that is how Israel left Egypt. Amen. They did not have food to eat. They did not need to go to farm before they will eat. Israel. Hallelujah. Their cloth didn't change. We don't know how. Maybe the angels were changing their cloth every day. We don't know. Manna was coming. Quails, meat abundantly was coming. They were just marching. When they are thirsty in the desert, they don't need to dig a well. There is a rock there. Just to go there, water will be coming out. And they were enjoying and enjoying and enjoying. But later on, hallelujah, the eagle, the mama eagle, will come one day. And even self, remember that they feed the young one mouth to mouth. They are there, I will give you food to eat. They are enjoying. Oh, I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. And then they will be twisting and making and turning and doing bouncing castle inside the. Then one day they will come. Now go remain baby forever. I have other things to do. I have to go and start making some other babies. And then he will just come one day as if he get angry and scatter the cushion that is inside. It is then they will know that inside that place, hallelujah, your comfort zone, you have to get out. There is chukuchuku there. If you remain there, you will suffer. So while they are crying, he's telling, why are you crying? You too, you can make your own. Okay, come, let's go. Oh, before he even scatter it, I'm sorry. Before he will scatter it, they are still enjoying there. He comes and takes them in his wings. Say, let's go on tour. He'll be flying with them in the wings. He's showing them, see where they catch snake here. See where they catch chicken. Now here they catch. This is it. This is it. That leg you get. That's why they do them. Few. He will come there and drop them. The next day again. Few. He will come. And then, so you have seen now all the places. Not where it's strange again for you. Now there they go every time. You too, you can go. Then he will come and scatter that place. If you tell them go now, they will say, Daddy now, mommy. So if you wait there, you waste your time. No mother has a meeting with a baby before you win them from the breast. You just decide what you don't do. You go cry, you go look up. Does the mother hate the baby? No. Hallelujah. If that baby continue to suck that breast, he has grown now, the milk will not give them the nourishment for the maturity that is needed. The mother knows it. That is how God deals with us. And so he will have to leave. He will force you to leave. Hallelujah. Listen, praise the Lord. I didn't finish the training. You know, I said I want to round it up. Before he scatter, one of those days that he's taking them round, the last stage of that training, after he has shown them everywhere, is he will take them on those wings and then go with a high speed. He will go very high. Then he will take a bank and throw them. So they have never flown now. So they will just discover that. They'll be crying. Hey, what have I done? God has forsaken me. He has not forsaken you. The same power. There is a working of a power that is in you. It must come out. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. He will throw them up. And when he throws them over, they are crying, hey, I'm dead, I'm finished. Then he will come back again and pick them in his wings. Why are you people crying? These wings that you have, amen. These wings that you have, they are meant to fly. He does it a second time. Then before you know what, they too discover, we are flying. We are flying. In Jesus' name, something happened. Wow. In the walk. In Jesus' name. Wow. In the walk. And then the faith continues. So now you have the faith, Abby. Then he will come and scatter that place. When he scatter it, he goes his way. If you like, remain there. That is when they will be forced now to go and look for food to themselves. Because he has finished arming you. As the eagle stirred her nest, fluttered, what all that he's doing there, that is how God led his people in the wilderness. In another place again, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, from verse 2 to verse 7.
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness.
How did he lead them these 40 years in the wilderness? Go ahead.
To humble thee and to prove thee.
He did it to try you, to humble you, because without humility you can't walk with God.
And to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart.
To know, that is the fire we go through. To know whether you love him because of what he's giving you, or your relationship is for better or for worse.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Then I did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee.
Hallelujah.
Neither did thy foot swell these 40 years.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt also consider in thy heart.
Hallelujah.
That as a man chasteneth his son,
so
the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good
that
land.
That is where he's taking us to.
A land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranates.
And so on is a description of the wonderful place that he's taking you through. But instead of going through the short route, he took the long route for a reason. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. So now you understand the meaning of Psalm 91. Can we read it from verse 1 now? Let's read it up to the end there. Now you will now begin to understand the meaning of Psalm 91.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust.
You see the benefit? You see the benefit? Verse 4 again.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Yes.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night.
How can you be afraid? Yes.
Nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Hallelujah.
Nor for the destruction that waiteth.
Are you getting the meaning now of Psalm 91?
Not for the destruction that wasted at noonday. A thousand shall fall at the side, and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Why?
Because thou hast made the Lord.
That is the reason.
Which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Glory be to God.
There shall no evil before thee.
Yes.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways.
Oh, glory be to God.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash their foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet.
See the assurance.
Because he has set his love upon me.
This is thus said the Lord.
Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high.
This is thus said the Lord.
Because he hath known my name.
He
shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Finally,
with long life will I satisfy him and
glory.
Show him my salvation.
The church will say, do you understand Psalm 91 now? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. The psalm is repeated in Psalm 46, verse 1 to 7. Listen
God
to what the psalmist says. Yes.
Is our refuge.
He
strength.
Is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we know we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. The assurance of dwelling in the secret place, yielding yourself to allow God to fulfill his will in your life. That is why in Psalm 27, and verse 14. That last statement there in that psalm.
Wait on the Lord.
What did he say?
Wait on the Lord.
What did he say?
Wait on the Lord.
What did he say?
Wait on the Lord.
And what will happen?
Be of good courage and it shall strengthen thy heart.
He repeated it in Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. Isaiah 40 and verse 31.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew
happen?
Their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Turn to your neighbor, say, wait on the Lord. Say, wait on the Lord.
They that wait upon the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Shall renew their strength.
That is the assurance.
They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees till your own goal time. You teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle.
Stand up, church. Can we stand up, church? Jesus, I speak from my heart. Everybody now.
He will always be with us if we do our part.
There is
God in this wide world can pleasure afford.
There is
peace and contentment in serving the Lord.
Forever,
forever, forever.
I suffer.
Oh yes.
I love you far better than in the storm. Truly ever before, how to as the place I remember where I was set free.
Where
I found pardon, a heaven to
me.
There Jesus spoke sweetly to my weary soul. My sins were forgiven, he made my
eyes.
Oh, I love him for. Jesus to live.
Don't
they may forsake me. Trials may arise. I'm trusting in him. Oh yes.
Jesus
never die.
I love.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Ever. How do
forever,
there is no one like Jesus that can cheer me today.
Not like him.
His love and his kindness can never fade away. Oh yes.
His love and
affection
always the same.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, sir. Now, will you have this blessing that Jesus
gave?
That's all I'm preaching today. That's all I'm preaching today. Oh, come to the Savior. Come to Calvary 3. He's still open. He's still open. Oh, yes. Everybody now. Oh, I love you. In the